Often when we see the crucifixion depicted, it's not just Jesus on the cross. It's usually what we find in our gospel passage today, the passion narrative, these three crosses, Christ in the middle and two thieves on either side of him. In the Gospel of Luke today that we read just now towards the end, we hear this account of Jesus' interaction with these two thieves. The Gospel of Luke is the only gospel that has this account. It's interesting. The gospel doesn't tell us who were these two men, doesn't tell us why they ended up there on either side of Jesus. But what we do know from the gospel, though, is that that was clearly their worst day. And also, on this, their worst day, their true souls are revealed. So often the case in our life, too, in our worst moments, our soul is revealed, our true heart, just as these two thieves were today. One thief accepting his punishment, turning to Jesus for mercy, and the other reviling Jesus. Actually, not even just reviling him, the Greek, blasphemia, actually means blaspheme. He actually blasphemes Jesus in that moment. It's interesting, blasphemy was the very crime that Jesus is convicted of. If you remember from earlier in the gospel, "Are you then the Son of God?" Jesus replies, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further need have we for testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth, the blasphemy that he claims to be the Son of God." This is the day that all is revealed. Jesus reveals himself as the Son of God, and these two men's hearts are revealed on either side of him. It's also an interesting day, a day of sadness, a day of difficulty. Jesus enters Jerusalem. He's claimed as the king, and just in the gospel passage, two short pages later, he's then being crucified. He goes from hero to zero within two, three pages. Interesting, you know, there's the often sports analogy that's used. You out there who play sports, you know, the common saying, you know, losing builds character. Well, I think that's a lie. Losing doesn't build character, but losing does reveal character. As we see today, in their worst moments, these two men's hearts are revealed. In Christ's worst moment, his true identity is revealed to the world. His identity of the Son of God that ultimately saves us. Dear brothers and sisters, these two men on either side of Jesus truly represent us. They represent the world. They represent the church. That's the state of our different hearts revealed on either side of Christ. And oftentimes, we're both. The one thief, while reviling Jesus, what does he want? He just wants Jesus to fix his problems, to get rid of his cross. Jesus, save yourself and us as well. So often in our most difficult moments, on our worst day in our life, we stand so often as the thief next to Jesus saying those same things, reviling Jesus, blaspheming him by saying, "God, you serve me. Fix my problems. Serve me." Instead of the good thief who turns in mercy to the Lord, "Save me." It's so incredible, this thief who on this day of days, on this last day of his life, his last moment, he literally steals heaven. In turning towards Jesus, he accepts his punishment, his cross. "Jesus, we are deserving of our punishment, but not you. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." It's interesting, in his acceptance of his cross, and this is kind of me just speaking here, there's almost this sense of gratitude for his cross in this moment. A sense of acceptance of this burden, and also a gratitude of being able to die next to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the true Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. He has gratitude for his cross. He has gratitude for the great mystery of being able to die next to the Savior. See, this is the great mystery of our faith, the great mystery of Holy Week that we're about to enter into, that Jesus won't just get rid of our cross. That's not the Savior that he is. He's not a God that serves humanity in its desire to just be freed from pain and death. He actually enters into that. He doesn't take away our cross, but he invites us to take up our cross and die next to him. He says, I am with you, and I'm at your side, dying with you for the salvation of your soul. Carry your cross with me. So as we enter this Holy Week, all of us bear different crosses in our life. Some, you know, very heavy crosses. Jesus is inviting each of us during this coming week to turn to him in the midst of those crosses we bear, to unite those crosses with him, to crawl up onto those crosses and unite our heart to Jesus, allowing our heart to be revealed with his as he hands over his soul to God, our Heavenly Father, who sends his only begotten Son into the world to redeem us. We can do that, my dear brothers and sisters. We can truly appreciate the gift of dying with Christ, dying at his side, even in our worst moments, even on the worst day, as was the case with these two thieves today, even in our worst moments, sensing the privilege of dying with a Lord and a God and our Savior who offers his life for our salvation, who turns the cross, who turns death into life. We ask for that grace today to turn our hearts to him, to turn our lives, and to hand our crosses over to him. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.